Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Danny Meringue.
I found two empty bottles of a particularly decent Chateau Noir Bordeaux 57 in your rubbish.
Dusty Hera.
You went through my garbage?
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app.
I find it particularly offensive that you use them to wash down an order from something called Macho Taco.
And Portland's sports leader, 1080.
I would never drink a Bordeaux with a Macho Taco.
The Fan.
It was a burrito machissimo.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you on this Thursday afternoon. Whether you're listening on 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan, Twitch.tv/1080AM The Fan, or on the Odyssey app, we thank you very much. Tiger Woods, one under at the Masters. He just finished the first hole. Tiger Woods is going to be 18 under today.
Tiger Woods, y'all.
Going to run away with it. Going to run away with it.
No one would love that more than me.
Masters, I would, it would be make my day. I saw in 2019 grown men crying when he won the Masters. I will save names. Grown men were crying because Tiger Woods won another green
jacket. No. Shame them.
No, I'm not going to do that
to
them. No. But I will say it may be one of the least emotional people I know. And he cried when Tiger won the Masters. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. It's Tiger Woods has a weird effect on people. I would love to see it. But right now, Bryson DeChambeau is the leader, the golfer everybody loves to hate. He is 7 under through 17 holes. Meanwhile, there's a host of guys, including former Masters winner Danny Willett, at 4 under par. And Wyndham Clark, former Oregon Duck, he just sank a birdie to move to 3 under par as golfers are working around the course. It is wild weather at Augusta.
Wind is ripping.
Yeah, that's the weird part. We usually have like a thunder and lightning or, you know, you get those storms that roll through the south during the spring and we'll get a little bit delay or here and there. But they had to delay for 3 hours this morning, and the wind was like 45 to 50 miles an hour, which is crazy. And it's still howling through Augusta.
Yeah. It's not often you see the flagsticks moving like this, because you go to every single hole and it's just like, it's just ripping around. And it's going to be see how effective that is or how much effect it has on the course this week. But considering that going into today, there was discussion about the greens being the firmest they have been in God knows how long.
Yeah.
Scoring seems to be pretty decent.
Well, they got them vacuums that can dry out when rain comes through. Mm-hmm. Like they literally will
vacuum the greens.
It sucks from underneath the moisture out, and that it's just wild.
Yeah, the course doesn't look like it. It's
beauty.
It's weird to say this. The course does not look moist at all.
That wind is helping some guys though. I mean, we talked about this at the beginning of the show. Jake Knapp. He had a 354-yard drive.
Absolute bomb.
Uphill on the par 5 eighth hole. And he was only 214 yards out after...
Couldn't even eagle.
Monster drive. Yeah, he birdied it. And that kind of shows you what the greens are. But this is what shows at Augusta. You got to be able to putt. The flat stick matters there. And it's not just bombing it down the fairways and keeping it straight. You don't necessarily have to keep it as straight as some of like U.S. Open courses. But at the same time, you've got to be dominant with the putter. And that's what DeChambeau, he's feeling it right now with the flat stick. And he is 7 under through 17 holes. And I just hope Tiger's leg holds it together.
The galleries for Tiger right now are just nuts.
That is one of my, like, but if you were at the Masters,
that
would be the one person that you are following, no matter what. Because you don't know how many more opportunities we're going to have to watch him golf ever again. And having him at, birdie the first hole, it's already off to a great start. I'm here for it. I'm here for all of it.
Even though he just put his drive on 2 in the...
Don't worry about that. Jeez. It's not how you start. It's how you finish that hole.
Well, man, looks like he's sweating. He's got the meat sweats already. His leg's killing him.
I think Tiger always looks like that now.
Yeah.
He's got a rough look going on.
Not only that, but like...
Maybe like the Botox is not letting the skin breathe anymore.
It's leathered.
Maybe we have that.
Also, like, we talk about the car accident. It's like, it was really bad. Like... I think as a society, we kind of glossed over the fact that he almost lost his leg.
Yeah.
Like, it's gnarly how bad his leg is. And it's like, I think it was described, it looks like a snake wrapped around a stick.
That's gross.
And I was like, oh, yeah. Oh God.
I just love seeing him golf.
I do too.
There's very few people in sports that are... No matter what, you stop and watch.
Mm-hmm.
No matter if they're good or bad,
yeah.
Like you will stop and watch. Like in most sports, we get to the point where it is like, oh, it's sad now.
You know? Well, here's the crazy thing. I will not debate the GOAT of Tom Brady.
Yeah,
I don't have to stop and watch Tom Brady play quarterback
unless it's the fourth quarter and there's like 2 minutes to go.
But you know what I mean, like
yeah.
But the same time. Go in and let's push it to college football. Every time Reggie Bush touched the ball, you had to watch. It was just like, oh, this is like, and that's Tiger Woods in golf. It's like there's only Barry Bonds when he
stepped up to the plate. I mean,
you stopped and watched.
There was a time where like Bryce Harper was that guy when he would step up to the plate. But now it's like, don't have to. Aaron Judge, it was like, oh, you want to watch it when he steps to the plate. That's even.
But Tiger Woods has been his whole career.
Yeah, it comes and goes so often with guys. And Tiger is one right now that you just stop and you watch in awe.
Has there been anybody else with his longevity? I don't think there has.
Well, I mean.
Just the stop and watch.
No, because he made the game bigger. Like, Jack would have been that guy, right? But golf wasn't nearly as popular then. And it wasn't as readily available to us all. I think that there hasn't in any sport.
Yeah, in any sport. Like you can talk about, in tennis, Serena maybe on the women's side and her dominance. Yeah. On the men's side, maybe Roddick when he first came on with his serve.
Well, I think that Federer was just because of sheer dominance and majors, you were just like, yep, I wanna watch that and I need to see it. But even that wasn't like it was must-see TV.
I honestly think
start to finish.
The only one who has any type of longevity that matches is Bonds for like that 7-year period.
And Jordan, obviously.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan was like that guy through and through. You know? And
it's nuts. Like when you really think about it, like no matter what, you're like, oh, I'll watch that.
Yeah. And right now, it's not the same person.
No.
Golfing. Yep, we're still
absolutely locked in,
holding on to that
because
hope.
Because you know what, a perfect one. that's going to happen here in a couple weeks. Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson is the one.
Yeah.
The one chance that 59-year-old Mike Tyson clips Jake Paul in the jaw and he goes night-night.
You see that they're testing for weed in that?
Yeah.
Which I think is Jake Paul's way out of this.
Oh, no, there's a bunch of stuff in there in the contract that all favor Jake Paul. Like, there's a penalty if Jake Paul gets knocked out.
What?
To Mike Tyson.
Like, penalty?
Yeah, like he gets less money.
No, still knock him out.
Yeah. It's
still not.
I hope to God he's like
that. Really is in there.
Yeah. I hope he's like just give it to charity. You know, like just. But yeah, there's.
It's going to the Mike Tyson fund.
Yeah. Hilariously, Joe Rogan of all people is the one who had the contract language.
Yeah,
and he's like, yeah, there's like a dozen things in this that favor Jake Paul.
Well, Mike Tyson knows he doesn't want to go to a draw.
No,
and it's only three rounds, right?
I think that's what it's three or five. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Just knock him out, take whatever money you're going to get, and then go sell a bunch of merch.
Yeah.
That's how he makes up that
money.
Sell
a lot of knockout weed.
Yeah, yeah. Knock out Jake Paul. He can name your new strand Jake Paul, and it'll knock you right on your butt. That's where Mike Tyson's going to make his money. All right, 503-864-6326, Vancouver Ford text line. Tiger, one under, not a favorable lie. He is directly behind a tree. It'll be a left-handed shot. I think he's going to have to hit a left-handed
Let's
shot.
Let's do it.
Is that bad?
When you're right-handed, yes.
Ooh, well, maybe that puts his... Wait, no, that puts his bad leg in the back. That makes it worse.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Yeah. He's got that shot in his bag. I have faith in it. I'm like, I have blind faith. Tiger Woods going to win this tournament. He's going to shoot 1,800.
Is he going to go full flamingo? Just, like, pick one leg up?
He's not already? Oh.
Yikes.
Dang. All right, all right, let's get to the big story. We've got some of the hottest names in basketball right in town today. Next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yesterday to see up close and personal Cooper Flagg as he is part of Team USA in the Nike Hoop Summit, which is going to be this weekend. You're covering it.
I did.
And Ace Bailey, too.
Yeah. I started yesterday morning at Nike, and I got to see the world team up close and personal.
Hold on. Tiger Woods. He hit his shot left-handed, got into the fairway, and then absolutely smashed one into the stands. On his third shot.
Let's get loose with it.
54, still in play. Going to be tough. Going to be tough.
Going to be tough.
Going to be tough.
18 under on the board.
He's going to bogey, too, so he's got to find an eagle somewhere. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay.
World team, morning.
World team.
Oh, God.
So, interestingly enough, they've got a bunch of prospects, and there was some kerfuffle about some measurements that came out.
Oh.
So they do their measurements, and some, it looks like they may have initially done the measurements with shoes for some, without for others, or something along those lines. But one guy...
Are these the same people that made the women's court?
Probably.
Is this really a big issue that they have?
It is when you talk about this stuff, because VJ Edgecombe is a big-time prospect. He's going to Baylor. We'll talk about Scott Drew staying at Baylor coming up here in a little bit.
Yeah.
But he looked phenomenal, and I got the first handout for it, and had him listed at 6'3", and I was like, that's tough. It's hard to be an elite two-guard prospect at 6'3". It sounds like 2 inches isn't that big a deal. It matters. It does. But they redid the measurements.
There's 8 inches of difference.
Yeah, see, there you go. But he got bumped up. And then they changed a few other guys around, and it's caused a little kerfuffle in the scouting community. I walked by and talked to a bunch of these guys and kind of got an idea for just how tall and how big some of these are. Colin Maluch is the Duke prospect. He is enormous. He's listed at 7'2". He's at least 7'1.5". He is a massive human with incredible touch. He's going to be really interesting to see how he develops. I know a lot of people are really, really, really high on him. Another kid named Kasparis from Lithuania really stood out at the camp. And this is where you kind of see, like, 2014, a chubby kid from Serbia, Nikola Jokic, shows up and had a scrimmage where he absolutely bodied everyone in the building. And it was one of those performances where you're like, you remember that time that fat kid from Serbia just absolutely rolled everyone? And then we're like, yeah, it's just a practice, And then everybody, years later goes, oh, that's right. So it's kind of one of those things where you kind of file that away for later. You have the NBA Academy guy, or Chumchi, who's looked really athletic and long and bouncy, but also really raw at some points. But then you get to Team USA. And here's the thing about the world team. It's enormous. Like, they're super big, which is nice to see, because last couple of years you really haven't had a ton of size. On the USA side, not only do you have Cooper Flagg, you have Arius Ace Bailey. And it was very interesting, and they both understood the assignment. Cooper Flagg is the presumptive number one overall pick. Ace Bailey's probably your number two right now.
In 2025.
In 2025. And Ace and Cooper matched up head-to-head in every drill. Every drill.
Good.
There was the I'm here for this energy. They were running through drills, and Ace got a backdoor cut for a lob dunk. Cooper did not demand the ball through a bunch of the drills. He took the ball immediately after Ace scored, gave it up, relocated the corner, knocked down a corner three. Anytime one did one thing, the other one had to match the other one's energy. There's this, how that plays out over this next year is going to be really interesting, because there's this, the number one pick is up for grabs, and they're both incredibly talented. Cooper had a couple instances where he showed flashes athleticism and his ability, not only just as a defender, but just as a basketball player, where you're just like, oh, I get it.
And I think that's the thing with a lot of these guys, is that we see highlights of them, but you don't really know the completeness of their game.
Yeah.
And that's where the Europeans have such a big advantage, is that they don't play necessarily as sexy of a style of basketball.
They don't play one-on-one basketball. They play team basketball. Yeah.
They're really good on both ends of the floor. Mm-hmm. Flagg, as a defender, does he hold up to the
hype?
Good.
World class.
All right.
Like, all of the scouts and executives that I talk to, and I'm not unique in this, but the two names that I have used for a comp for him are like a hybrid version of Sean Marion and Andre Kirilenko.
Okay.
Like, that's the level of guy that he's being looked at, like a superstar level role player. He's not going to be the guy that leads your team in scoring, so don't get that mixed up. Like, that's not what he is as a prospect. He is a superstar role player, the glue guy in your team. Like, he can pass, he can rebound, he can defend. By God, can he defend? He can shoot. He can score off the bounce. Like, he is your... It's really... Again, Kirilenko, like, in modern times, is kind of what you're thinking of, is like, which, if you're... Andre Kirilenko today is an all-NBA player. Like, that's the level that he's at. But you've got guys like that with Cal leaving Kentucky. Boogie Fland is a guy who was committed to Kentucky. Now he's going to go elsewhere. And Boogie is a super high-level prospect. And my God, the names in this class, you, like I said, you've got Ace, you've got Boogie, you've got Asa, you've got Common, you've got Zoom.
Great names.
Just an all-world level of names.
Ludacris in there, too?
Luda? No, there is no Luda, but
Common.
Yeah, I know.
I knew where you're going there. Yeah. Okay. I knew where you're going. We don't need to explain the joke.
No,
it was good
fears.
Enough the first time.
We got you.
All I saw was blank stares.
Girl, you something else.
Long story short, this class, it looks like it's going to live up to the hype, and this next year is going to be really interesting. As Ace Bailey, who's 6'8", probably going to measure weight anywhere between a 38 and 40-inch vertical with scoring ability all over the floor, how he stacks up. Do teams look at him and go, I want the guy that can probably be the offensive engine on my team, or I want the superstar role player? And how teams value that going forward is going to be really interesting.
You mentioned there's two Kentucky prospects. After what Calipari said yesterday, can we assume they're going to Arkansas?
And you know what? I'm jacked about another opportunity. Like, I'm like, let's go. Now, I met with the team. There is no team. So now, Hunter's really extremely confident, but we got to get a roster together.
Got to get a roster together. They have nobody on the team right now. I love that from Calipari. Calipari's like, yeah, I spoke to the team. We don't got a team.
Yeah, because
we're just gonna go and remake the whole thing.
Eric Musselman got a transfer to Arkansas, and then that transfer left Arkansas with him to USC. So.
The world of college basketball that we live in now, I love it. But all right, Hoop Summit Backyard, it's a great event.
The game is Saturday night. You guys, that's open to everyone.
That's cool.
If you want a cool event to go to on Saturday night, it's for the men and the women. The women's is going to continue growing, especially with the push from Caitlin Clark. That was a story also coming out. That's talking to the scouts on the women's side.
Yeah.
The push for Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's happening in the groundswell of women's basketball, too.
Well, that's cool.
It's super cool.
That's really cool.
All right, coming up next, O.J. Simpson has died, passed, whatever you want to call it. I don't even know how to handle this. But neither does the Heisman Trust. We'll get to that and more coming up here on Danny and Dusty on the Worst Day of the Web. But first, here's the Big Kahuna Sports Center Update.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash this down?
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
O.J. Simpson's dead.
Yeah, he died of cancer. Which is sad for his family.
Sure. Is it?
That's about it.
Have you seen that video that's been circulating? I've seen it before of him and Michael Jordan interviewing him in like 1988 or 89. Where O.J. says he didn't realize his first name was Orenthal until like he was in third grade. Oh, he thought really? O.J. was his actual name. Orenthal James. Did he ruin Orenthal? Not in the same way, but like you can't use Adolf anymore.
I think Orenthal was ruined before he was even born.
You think it sucked that much?
He's the only person ever named Orenthal.
I've never once heard of another Orenthal.
Yeah, Orenthal James Simpson. Not a good person. I think we can all agree, nod our heads in agreement on that one.
Among the worst?
Among the worst.
Yes.
Worst Orenthal I've ever known.
Hey!
Yeah.
There you go. Low bar, easy to clear. Bad guy. And look, everybody's like, bro, even if he got acquitted for the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson... And
somebody's head was cut off. Ron Goldman.
Yeah. He also kidnapped and assaulted somebody that he actually went to prison for.
Armed robbery.
Yes.
Wasn't it? Didn't he have an automatic weapon, if I remember right?
Do not know that part. Not a good dude. Tried to write the book, If I Did It.
Yeah. Not tried to. Did.
Yeah, and they didn't release it. They had pre-sales and pre-releases, right?
I saw on Twitter somebody posted on video from the old Saturday Night Live sketch where...
Norm?
Norm no, it wasn't. I think Will Ferrell was playing like a Bills announcer, and it was Tim Meadows playing OJ, and he's drawn up something on the telestrator, and as he drew it up, it spelled out, I did it.
Tim Meadows was brilliant. That's I love Tim Meadows.
You know who else I hate besides OJ?
Hmm?
The Heisman Trophy and the Heisman Trophy Trust.
Oh, my gosh. This is the worst day on the web. It's not even close.
As a Reggie Bush guy and as a USC guy through and through, number one, we do not endorse O.J. Simpson. If you're going to take away somebody's Heisman Trophy, take his.
Yet his number, when they took Reggie's away, his number was still in the Coliseum as a Heisman winner.
Yep.
His Heisman was still in the football facilities down there. It's not like they said, nope, we're detaching ourselves completely from O.J. Simpson. We're still going to keep his trophy and his history.
It's just absolutely dumb. And here's the Heisman Trophy tweeted out today. The Heisman Trophy Trust mourns the passing of 68 Heisman Trophy winner O.J. Simpson. We extend our sympathy to his family. You don't have to.
Here's where it's the worst day on the web. Not just that they posted that. And the extending
comments.
Their sympathies to the family is, sure, go ahead, do that, whatever. But the comments are a journey. 1,500, I don't like how they do that on Twitter now. 1,500 replies to this tweet. And it is just like, why are you doing this? You are going to mourn the passing of O.J. Simpson, yet you still won't let Reggie Bush have his Heisman Trophy. It goes like somebody replied, RIP to the GOAT, killing it on and off the field, which, whoa.
Well, look, the guy did go to his dying day looking for that killer on golf courses all across America.
We're never going to find the killer now.
This ain't it.
You spelled OJ wrong. It's spelled M-U-R-D-E-R-E-R.
Most of the replies are, give Reggie his trophy back. There is nothing. Nothing on O.J. Simpson. Like, I won't say that. I saw one that said RIP O.J. That was it.
Yeah. To be fair, you know, if we're just looking at his football career, he was one killer running back.
He was a really good running back. He was a really...
Really knife through the coverage.
Running back.
Yeah. Made great cuts.
It's really difficult to put a glove on him defensively.
How in the world...
I can keep going.
Yeah.
How in the world is the Heisman Trust going to keep Reggie Bush's Heisman away from him? We all know who won it.
They all cut. They have to give it back tomorrow, basically now.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
today.
Yeah. I mean, in all
to
honesty,
cover up for this,
it's either probably 75% are give Reggie his trophy back. Mm-hmm. Then you have 24.9%. Saying,
what are you doing?
Why are you even posting this? Yeah. What are you doing? Is this a parody account? Something along those lines. And then you have that 0.1%, which is one person who said, hey, RIP OJ. He died of cancer. I forgot he had cancer.
I wonder what's more painful, getting your head chopped off or dying of cancer?
I'd say head chopped off. But look, this is the first time in quite some time that like a celebrity, somebody in our pop culture zeitgeist is around where you don't hear the, he was misunderstood or he was a good person. Like, no, it's overwhelming. Like, no, O.J. Simpson, not a good dude.
Yeah.
He had everybody fooled and he had everybody fooled.
If the glove don't fit, you must quit.
That he was a good person. Naked Gun. He was a charming like reporter and analyst for I think CBS Sports and their coverage of the NFL.
Was it Hertz?
He was doing the Hertz jumping over the briefcase in the commercials.
Yeah.
Like he was a guy that people gravitated towards. And then we all found out the truth about him. And when that happened, like, goodness gracious, it all fell apart. And then he dies at 76 years old, and mostly people are like, yeah, good. You know, and that's wild.
Yeah. Well, and the second worst thing he did was bring the Kardashians and the Jenners into our greater consciousness.
That is very true. Third worst.
Third worst?
Well, yeah, the armed robbery thing. I mean, I don't even know.
I'm still going with number two.
Wow. Jeez.
I'm okay with it. I mean, there was a very particular period in time where I was okay with Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. And that fades. That fades fast.
How many minutes
it's
was
a,
that?
It's a great comeback.
This is like the Kardashian thing. Like so many people hate on them. Why are they all billionaires then?
Yeah.
It's called selling your soul to the devil.
Well, obviously, in the defense of O.J. Simpson in that trial,
yeah.
That's where it all started. But like, they're all billionaires.
Yeah,
well, and it's people take a dump on him. Obviously, if she's getting paid like $200,000 per Instagram post,
famous for a sex tape with a fourth-rate rapper.
Yeah, that, you know, there's the rumors that her mom is the one that like released that, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't feel good.
Well. Well, but then
how do you think they feel right now? They got to go tell Chloe that her dad's dead.
And this is my. Wow. They did two episodes of Keeping Up with the Kardashians about that one, too. Where it's like, no, he's not. It's like, are you sure?
Because she doesn't look like the other ones.
Although it's closer now.
If well, so many people are anti-Kardashian, why are they all making money hand over fist?
Kendall's, I think she's literally worth $1 billion.
So is Kim.
Yeah. Well, that one I understand.
Well, let's go with
it's a long, long time.
Idiocracy.
There we go.
Also, she could balance a wine bottle on her backside while standing.
Yeah. And
or
it's like,
our cup.
You're like, oh, Kim, man, it's a, you know, she just can't find true love. You married Kanye West. Like, did we not see this coming?
And then he married your clone.
Which is the weirdest thing.
Super weird.
Yeah. This one. People love the Kardashians but hate on Nickelback. What the F is going on? Well, I'll just sit there and I'll say no to both. Nickelback, right. Not as bad as Creed. Right. I also, but kind of the same thing.
It doesn't have to be mutually exclusive.
Wow. No.
I can hate them both.
Yeah. Like, this is.
What has more plays? Their music or her video?
Her video. But.
Danny's House Alone.
I had a type.
After this segment, I'm guessing, from Danny's House Alone. They got over 100 million listens.
Weird. Why?
Nickelback does.
Why is it buffering?
Oh, man. All right. Well, O.J. Simpson, the Heisman Trust.
Go to hell.
Both. That's just you just wrapped that up very nicely.
Yeah, no, both of them. Yes.
Where do you think this lands on the Heisman's negative tweets for the worst day on the web? We've got, I'm going to say 5,000 comments is where it ends, and all of them negative towards the Heisman Trust.
Yeah.
Give Reggie his Heisman back and stop propping up O.J. Simpson, for God's sakes.
Yeah, it's all very, very dumb. And I think that's all we need to say about O.J. Simpson.
That's right.
Coming up next, the stupidity of the Minnesota Timberwolves knows no bounds. We'll get to that more maybe on Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan.
You ready, Mace?
Party people in the place to be. Uh-huh. It's about that time.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
When billionaires argue, nobody wins. I have yet to ever see a case where that it's beneficial to any normal person. Have you?
No.
No? Okay.
Never.
No. But there's an interesting one going on right now as the saga continues around the Minnesota Timberwolves and current majority share owner Glenn Taylor and proposed majority share owners Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lowry. So rewinding this a quick little bit, basically Glenn Taylor sold the team for $1.5 billion to these guys, which was way below market value, which made him have some real seller's remorse, which isn't a reason to be able to get out of a sale. But also Rodriguez and Lowry had a little bit of issues being broke boys and couldn't come up with the funding necessarily to meet all of the windows. And so this is going to go to arbitration. It's going to get messy. It's going to get ugly. But the first salvo beyond like the essentially calling them broke boys status from Glenn Taylor to Rodriguez and Lori has been now launched by Glenn Taylor, where he is saying that the Timberwolves are in such a great position right now that the proposed financial plan brought forth by Lori and Rodriguez going forward was insufficient in that it was not it called for drastic pay cuts and for them to be a sub luxury tax team going forward, which is hilarious considering, number one, how crappy the Timberwolves have been in the entirety of the tenure of the Timberwolves.
Hasn't that been the operating procedure by Glenn Taylor throughout his entire ownership of the Minnesota Timberwolves? Okay.
Yes.
So at least we can get that squared away there. This is, again, billionaires fighting over billionaire stuff. And if we read through the BS here, what Glenn Taylor means is I made an agreement to sell a majority of the organization for far too less. And I had buyer's remorse and I regret doing that. And now I'm going to try to spin the winds of these conversations in my favor. And this is how I'm going to do is by saying they weren't going to want to put a product on the floor that was a winner. Meanwhile, that's not what he tried to do for most of the time that he has owned this team.
Four times that the Minnesota Timberwolves have paid the luxury tax in their entire existence.
All right. Now, yep. And see, this is where we can call it what it is. The entire time Glenn Taylor saw it was $1.5 billion that they were going to sell it for?
Yes.
The majority stake in the team. He said, in seeing the sports landscape and what teams are going for,
he went
for Lori and A-Rod, that's a deal, man. And they pounced on it. They got it in writing. And Lori and A-Rod have been saying all along, no, we have the money, we have the money, we have the money. I think both things can be true, that Glenn Taylor screwed up, realized that he was going to sell the majority stake for far too less, and that Lori and A-Rod both had troubles coming up with the money on the several markers that they needed to clear the financial terms, right? By, you know, such and such date, you needed to have this much money. Then you had to hit different benchmarks and landmarks. They didn't have the money to do it. Both those things can be true, mm-hmm. and both can be, Glenn Taylor, you screwed this thing up. How about that?
They both suck.
Yeah.
Both.
There we go.
There you go.
There we go.
That's where we're ending up, and this is why the Minnesota Timberwolves can't have nice things.
Oh, boy. Yeah, and really the Sun sale is what, that's what did it for him.
Yeah, I mean,
because when the Hornets
sold for $3 billion.
And they didn't have a WNBA team tied to it as well. Yeah. This would have been the Timberwolves and the Lynx to go hand in hand.
In a market that's sufficiently stronger than Charlotte.
Dang. This text is right. He is an underrated, crappy owner.
Oh, he's a terrible owner.
But he skates because of the fact that their product is rarely bad enough to be for sustained periods of time that you sit there and you're like, God, they are truly terrible. And then he never does anything that gets in the way of like the national coverage of the Timberwolves. You're in a smaller market in Minneapolis, St. Paul. It's not a small market, but it's a smaller market. You're staying out of the limelight in that regard, mm-hmm. and you don't step on people's toes where you're fighting with the city for funding over your stadium or, you know, truly just cutting your budget to the doldrums without saying, hey, we have a plan. And really, they did a decent job of pulling out of a tailspin. They have done a good job of that. I mean, they're the number one team in the West right now.
Well, falling face first into Anthony Edwards. Eventually, you'll get there.
But you say that all the time about it's luck.
It is.
Like, it's luck. And it wasn't falling face first. There were plenty of question marks about Anthony Edwards.
Oh, sure. There still are.
about his character
and personality.
Like
falling into a talent. But you can also draft two-point guards, you know, like, I don't know, Johnny Flynn, over Steph Curry and ruin your franchise.
Yep. But they're in a... Look, they're in a better spot than Portland is right now.
Yeah, but you wouldn't trade the history of the Portland Trailblazers for the history of the Minnesota Timberwolves just to be in the spot that Minnesota's in right now. Not a chance in hell.
No, you wouldn't.
No.
No, you wouldn't. But, I mean, they both have the same number of titles in the last 40 years.
Sure.
You know?
But
that sucks. They've been really bad. They only have like four playoff series wins.
They're the worst team in professional sports since their founding.
Yeah.
They may have gotten over it. See? This year. They had they came into this season. I remember looking at this last year. They came into this season with a 39-point-something% all-time winning percentage.
Doo-doo, baby.
That's disgusting.
Doo-doo, baby.
Just the absolute worst. All right, coming up here on Danny Dusty, hour number three, which NFL teams can capitalize on the desperation of other? That and more coming up here on Danny Dusty, Danny the Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.